This is episode 98 of Extraordinary Women Radio. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gilner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. Today, I am bringing you a mystical gift with Honey Bee Henderson as my guest on Extraordinary Women Radio. Honey Bee joins us from Amman, Jordan, where she has been called to teach yoga in the Middle East. Honey Bee is a spiritual psychologist, a ceremonialist, a mystic, and has traveled the corners of the world in search of the greatest tools to align to the true self. In her work, she blends over 20 years of ancient practices with modern-day science to support people in attaining and maintaining alignment, a state of consciousness that allows connection to flow. Honey Bee is an active seeker and a student of shamanic traditions, yoga, tantra, NLP, and spiritual psychology. She draws on the wisdom collected from saints and sages, Mother Nature and mystics, science and technology to support full activation of the human potential. I am thrilled to introduce you to my friend, Honey Bee Henderson, who is filled with mystical wisdom, adventure, and joy. Get ready to be moved, my friends. Let's meet the fabulous, extraordinary Honey Bee Henderson. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Honey Bee. I am so excited to have you here with us today.
Yay, me too, Cami. Thank you for having me. Really excited to have this conversation.
Oh, I can't wait to hear some of your stories and all the things that you've been doing all around the world. I know you've been traveling without a home base for some time. Tell us where you're calling us from today.
Today I'm in Amman, Jordan in the Middle East.
Wow.
I've been here for about 4 months this trip. I'm just about to leave next week to go to Beirut. So I'm spending a lot of time in this region.
And what took you to that part of the world? You said you've been going there off and on for the last 4 years or so. What took you there? What was the draw?
Well, my background is Lebanese. My mother's family is from Lebanon. And I always had this great desire to come to the Middle East. And about 12 years ago, a man by the name of Mark Whitwell, he's a master yogi, told me about a project he was doing called the Heart of Yoga Project. And it was teaching women in the Middle East yoga. And when I heard that, it was the spark of what I now know as like my future self was kind of giving me a little guidance that I would be coming into this region. Fast forward 4 years ago, I had a client who signed on for an online program with me, and she was moving to Jordan, and she said, listen, I want to go teach the women in Jordan yoga. Can you come and help me? And then it started this love affair I've had with this region ever since.
That's awesome. And so there was these little nudges that the universe was giving you, and then a big door opened, basically.
A big door. Yeah. My yes really opened up. I mean, and it was scary, you know, because it was a big shift for me. I had been calling Los Angeles home for the last, at that time, 11, 12, 13 years. And I knew I was ready for a change. My dog had just passed away, my companion, my creature teacher of 15 years together. And I just knew I was ready for a change. But this was something that was like, wow, okay. And I took off, and it's just been I've been traveling not only in the Middle East, but primarily here, and some to India, a lot in Europe, taking pilgrimage and taking people on sacred pilgrimage. So it's been such a joy, such an adventure.
That's awesome. And the work that you're doing there, helping the Middle Eastern women bring yoga into their lives, bring body work into their lives, bring spiritual, I'm guessing, spiritual work into their lives. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it started off really with more coaching work. We would do a lot of women's circles, which has been my main source of joy for the last, you know, it's all been happening around the same time. Around 15 years ago, I started doing this kind of work. And it's really evolved here because I've really gotten involved with the community. And so right now I'm really excited and focused on teaching people how to, two different things. One is how to eat consciously and become aware of how different foods affect the consciousness, and also to help people access a flow state. That's been a really fun treat for me to teach women and also some men, but mostly women, on how to access their intuition and how to release obstacles so that we can, in fact, live inside of a flow state, because it seems to be what my spirit has gifted me, and my yes coming to the Middle East has really opened up a lot for me as far as flow.
So let's talk, what's really flow mean to you? How do you define that?
Flow to me, it's a good question. And I would say that flow to me is when we are in alignment with our soul, body, mind, and soul. And you can hear these whispers that come in through intuition. They're very simple directives, but the flow state is putting yourself 100% present in every moment. And when you are 100% present in every moment, you actually have more access to possibilities of solutions to every challenge or obstacle that comes up. So if I've got some challenge that's going on and I'm aligned with my soul and I'm practiced and skilled at listening to my intuition, I'll get very simple cues like turn left, talk to this person, research this. And it's just like these kind of things are just already so they're in the flow, so we just access that flow state. I'm not sure if that answered it, but
it does, because it's when we get into that space of being able to follow the breadcrumbs that the universe is delivering to us, right? It's like we get these signposts to move this direction or that direction. And when we do, we get the right person shows up in our life, or the new idea shows up for us, or whatever is supposed to be coming to us starts to flow to us in that way.
It's incredible. I just, you know, we've all had these experiences, but it's like time stands still.
Right.
Because I'm so immersed in the present. And when I'm so immersed in the present, the magic kind of unfolds in the moment. And it's just remarkable. It's really quite extraordinary to live in this way.
So this is
what I've been really...
That's what you've been teaching. Is there a story that you can share with our listeners that really was an example where you were in flow and something, just all the right things opened up for you?
Yes. I was going to talk, there's a million stories, but the one that's in my channel right now in the flow is, I think it was a couple of years ago, I was in Paris for no apparent reason. I was there because I had a ticket and 10 days, and it was a short trip. And I decided to journey in Paris with no Google Maps and not asking questions and really learning to trust my feet. I did it as an experiment, like how well am I really listening, you know? Mm-hmm. And one Friday afternoon, I was walking in the neighborhood, and the sunlight was so beautiful and it was just beaming on this church. And I have a very deep connection with Mother Mary. And I'm going to this church. I'm looking at it and I'm like, well, I think I'll go check it out inside. It's just the sunlight hitting the building. Just the sun and the architecture were enough for me to be drawn in. I go in and they're having mass. And I grew up Catholic, and so I'm familiar with what I sometimes call the Catholic exercises, you know, stand up, sit down, kneel, stand up. But this time, the mass behind the altar was a huge statue of Mother Mary. And I realized for the first time in 40 something years what was actually happening in the Mass, given this man was praying in French. And as he's praying in French, I'm just understanding what I've grown up with, thinking, wow, I also love rituals and I also love chanting and I also love the acoustics in this church and I love lighting candles. And everything about this moment just brought me to my knees in tears because I'm so deeply connected to Divine Mother, and she usually shows up for me in the form of Mother Mary. We can talk about that a little bit also, but it was just such an awakening moment, like, wow, I got here on my own, and here she is reminding me of what I love to do in this same way that this priest has been doing for however many years he's been doing it. And it just felt like such an anchor point for me to remember my connection, that I'm always guided when I listen.
Right.
You know, I'm not always listening because sometimes I'm distracted, but this particular moment was like, this is it. And this led to meeting a man who, you know, shared some of his love for Mary also. And he directed me to Lourdes, in a very special place in Lourdes. And so I was just kind of guided like a little puzzle piece. Here's the next piece and here's the next piece. And it felt very significant to me, something that I'll cherish forever in my heart.
Mm, that's beautiful.
And there's a million stories like this, but
you're listening, right? I mean, I think that's is that you have really chosen to go live life full out, all out, and follow your heart, to trust your heart. What does that feel like to be, you know, following where you're meant to go at any given point?
Sometimes I feel very calm inside of this. That's kind of the deeper place that I rest. And then other times I get agitated. I'm a little anxious. I'm nervous. I have the next step now is to go to Beirut. And
have you been there doing this work before? Or
so this is, I've been once to Beirut seeing it and what it's like. Mm-hmm. But this is the first time that I will be offering a class, and I'll be doing some teaching at a wellness expo, which is going to be, it's the Body and Soul Wellness Expo. It's the largest exposition they've had in the Middle East so far. And this, I know I'm going. When you say, you know, you listen, what I have realized is that I do a lot of cleaning of myself. Mm-hmm. So that's my discipline, is cleaning my thoughts, cleaning my patterns, changing my patterns often so I don't get stuck and so that I can hear these calls. But the second that I saw this particular advertisement for this event, my whole body was a yes.
Okay.
Now, I know I'm going. I know I'm teaching. The rest, I have no clue. And I have some feelings around it. I'm excited. I'm anxious. I'm all of these things. But I know that my body is generally taking me in this direction. And I only really respond nowadays. I've been practicing this a little bit more. But when my body resonates at a full yes, then I know, okay, it's time. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
But it brings up all kinds of, you know, all kinds of feelings. I think the more practice, the easier it gets.
How is your work being received in the Middle East? Who's being called to you there, and why do you feel like you're being called to that region?
Such good questions. The work is, I'll say this. I came here because I was a full yes. I was a full yes 12 years ago when I heard about the Middle East and teaching yoga. I was a full yes 4 years ago when I was invited. I have been so beautifully received by this community. Mm-hmm. And right now, Jordan is expanding and exploding, and there's a lot of consciousness that's awakening here.
Mm-hmm.
So So I feel that I just feel honored to get to be a part of what's happening here, because I come from Los Angeles, which is a beautiful, beautiful learning ground. And then I really feel like some of us get called out of these places, these little cocoons where we study and we prepare, and then we're placed where our light is needed. So I'm not 100% sure of the why I'm here. Mm-hmm. I just know that my body and my soul, when I'm in alignment, this is the flow of what I'm here to do. Mm-hmm. For now, it might change, but yeah, it feels really good.
Who are the people showing up that you're working with, that you're helping?
Well, it's been really fun because it's started off as yogis. When I first started coming to Jordan, we had 4 yoga studios in the city, in the main city, in the capital, Amman. And now there's 4 years later, there's hundreds of yoga classes going on all the time. And so the people that are coming started off as really inspired, young, yogi type women. And now the work has been evolving, and more people are curious and are interested. And I've got elders that are coming to me, you know, I've got, we're building a community here in Amman. We're calling it the House of Dreaming. And this is an art collective in a space where people can come and share their dreams. And, you know, like I said, it's old people, it's young people, it's men, it's mm-hmm. women, it's children. It's happening as it is happening globally. It's this region really is thirsty for awakening and thirsty for peace. Right. This is the truth.
Right.
Most of the people I come into contact with are not interested in being in conflict, are not interested in being in this harsh environment. So people are really seeking, how do I find that within? Mm. And that's been really fun to support and to
what a beautiful
open
gift.
People into that. Oh,
right.
You.
Right.
Amazing gift for me.
Oh, that's wow. So cool. That is so cool. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the Camino de Santiago.
That's
a huge fascination for me. It,
come on.
And any time that there's a pilgrimage, exactly. Anytime there's a pilgrimage walk, I'm like, that's like the coolest thing. And it just sparks me, right? And so tell us about this. What drew you to do that? What's the experience been like? Just tell us what you're doing in that space.
I'm going in May on my third Camino.
Are you doing the whole thing?
No, we do a short part of it. We do, I think it's 108 kilometers,
okay,
which is sort of special.
Right.
The group that we go with is, I got recruited in through some other women that are facilitating groups. And they take, mostly women come on these pilgrimage, but sometimes we have men. And wow, we do a 10-day walk. So, and we do a lot of rituals mm-hmm. in between. Mm-hmm. So it's quite impactful, even if you do a short piece of the Camino. I'm interested to do the longer Camino in its full and entirety. I just haven't had the opportunity yet.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the Camino is something so special because it was the walk. It was the way of the Druids initially. The Druids who came down from Northern Europe, and they were searching for the end of the world. And through this path, they stopped and they did rituals. And there's a lot of little hidden ritual sites along the Camino before the Christians came and they reorganized some things with the Druids through some kind of taking over. And then they created this as their pilgrimage, which it's interesting. So we've got layers upon layers of really what I call magic, and what any of the people that live in the region, they call it natural. So you see these magical occurrences, serendipity and synchronicity and, you know, meeting the right people at the right time and communing with the trees in a way that I haven't communed before. And then you've got all the energy of all these people who are bringing their prayers. Right. And wow, it's really incredible. Last year, in fact, a friend of my mother's had passed away. And I knew of it because my mom told me, but I'm walking on the Camino, and in one of the chapels was a little card that was a prayer to this woman that her son had also done the Camino, which I didn't know, but he left this prayer of my, for my mother's friend who had passed in one of the churches. And I sent a picture and I was like, Mom, is this your friend? And yes. And so of course we light a candle and we do a prayer because there's some obvious connection there that is just undeniable. And these moments are, they happen over and over again.
It's like, it's drawing that energy. It's drawing the magical spiritual realm into that walk.
So on this Camino, yes, on this Camino, many people offer gifts to the pilgrims. They offer food, they offer drink. You can stop and have a glass of wine if you choose. So one day I'm walking and this woman, Maria, she has her little stand in front of her home. And these are small villages and you really get intimate with the people that you meet. And she's preparing some sweets or something, and she's just doing it for a donation. So I go and I spoke with her for a bit, and I made mention, wow, this is so magical. I had just had an amazing experience with a baby bird that had fallen out of the nest, and I helped to call the mother back, and we together, the mother and I saved the bird. And, you know, I'm just having these epic nature moments. And I asked this woman, I said, well, it's so beautiful. How do you feel about all this magic around you? And she, for her life of her, could not understand what I meant by magic. And she finally got it. And she said, oh, that's just natural.
And if we open up to it, right?
It's just the natural flow of energy. We're guided. We say yes. We move, and things open up if we're present 100%. So the Camino is like a, you know, you can
it's space to do that.
It's space, and you turn off your phone, and you get into this, you know, you feel each foot as it lands on the earth. And it's a really, I really recommend you come sometime. You will love it. You will love it.
That would be lovely. Totally would be lovely. So yeah. So what have you learned over these last 4 years that you have been doing all this exploration, all this opening, all this being so present to where you're being called right now? What have you been learning?
I've learned a lot. A couple of things come to mind. One is that being in the flow or having these kind of what I like to think of like special experiences that's available to everyone is that it doesn't necessarily always make you always filled with bliss and joy, and life still happens. And I still feel sometimes I struggle with myself. Mm-hmm. I make a plan and then the plan just gets uprooted and I have to just breathe. I've learned a lot about how to take space for myself. Whereas in the past I was big yes pleaser. You know, I would hang out with anybody who wanted to hang out with me, and I realize how depleting that is. And so I spend a lot more time by myself, mm-hmm. which at first was a little bit confusing and lonely. And it's become necessity and for my self-care. Mm-hmm. And wow, I've learned to relax because I'm sure some of your listeners can understand and appreciate. I like many people, have a desire to know things and to know what's happening next. And there's no knowing what's next. You can plan a lot And they say, make a plan and God laughs. And, you know, this is it. I'm just spending the last 2 weeks putting together an event that today we decided to cancel for unexplained reasons. And I thought, wow, I just have to relax. Mm-hmm. Because there's a reason that this is happening. And if I go against it, I'm going to be exhausted and depleted. And I've got something else that I need to put energy towards. So
yeah,
that's been a really cool learning for me.
That's awesome. That's totally awesome. Mm. And let's talk about spirit. What does spirit mean to you?
Oh, goodness. You know, on any given day, it could be a different thing. You know, connection for me, spirit is my connection to source. Spirit is my, for me, the highest form that I connect with is Divine Mother. Mm-hmm. So I would consider Divine Mother spirit. Mm-hmm. For me, she is the creator of everything. She gives life to everything, human form and not. And so I really have devoted my life to connecting to Divine Mother, mm-hmm. and to spirit, and really resourcing and asking for support and making sure that I'm doing my part to stay in alignment and so that I can attune to these messages that come in.
And when you say connecting to this, what do you do to connect? Mm. What is it that helps you make that connection?
Well, my number one connection point is following my joy.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when I am in a joyful state, I am matching the vibration of my spirit, of my soul, of my higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm. And I can totally see that joyful spirit in you. I see that find from you.
Thank you for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and I also know that like right now I'm just finishing a 21 day cleanse. So for me, it's very important to keep my body healthy and strong, and I choose to eat a plant-based diet, and I feel that this is very important for aligning with spirit or source,
mm-hmm.
just the frequency and the vibration of the food that we choose to eat. And my longest relationship of 25 years is yoga. So I have been a yogi, a devotional yogi, a bhakti yogi, which includes chanting and praying and ritual, but also being devoted to moving my body, mm-hmm. and stretching. And for me, I know that I connect when I breathe deeply and I move my body. Like I have those moments of, and it might just be like a relaxing ha, a release like this.
Mm-hmm.
I realize I'm connected, or it might be something a little quicker vibration where I'm following the joy, but I'm very, as often as I can be, I'm aware of where I am. Sometimes I don't have much connection with spirit too. Sometimes it's like turned off, which can be quite alarming,
mm-hmm.
after all these years of like having deep connection and deep desire and amazing, magical, natural moments. And then all of a sudden the channel gets turned off.
Yeah. What happens? What happens there, right?
You know, sometimes we need to rest. Right. This is the best answer I've gotten from these moments.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that requires a deep level of trust that some point I will come back online. But, you know, 2 years ago, I want to share this because I feel like more and more I'm hearing this from people is there's this expansion phase that we go through. And then there is this contraction phase.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the contraction phase feels like a depression. And there's a sense of I'm lost. And I went through this period, I've been through it many times, but really deeply just before I took this leap. And it was a 9-month withdrawal from everything. Mm-hmm. And everything felt very dark, and everything felt very, I didn't know if anything that I had learned or believed was true. I kind of got inside, like moved inside out, put through the washing machine, whatever analogy you want to use. And it was the phone call that came in that said, do you want to come to the Camino? And my body's response finally came online after 9 months. Which is cute. Mm-hmm. 9 months.
Exactly.
And now looking back 4 years ago, where I was then, I know I needed to rest before this 4-year period because it's been full on for 4 years.
Right. And it's that internal, that introspective space where those seeds can get planted even so that you could even hear that possibility. Otherwise you would have been closed off to it.
Yeah. And I'm a little bit, I can go to extremes sometimes. So I really withdrew and shut everyone out, but it was a painful time and it was the most beautiful time of my life because I realized, wow, I need to thank all the deities in my house. You know, I have all these different altars and different deities from different traditions. And I spent a good part of that time period in prayer and in ritual by myself, just saying thank you for all of the support to the energies that were around me. Now, I don't know. I mean, I had some pretty wild and beautiful experiences with these different goddesses and gods, but I know for sure I needed that time to rest, like you said. We need it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, as you said, you're seeing women move through that. We've experienced it ourselves. And I think that there is really an important role right now for women in our world and how we're being called, how we're being pulled to step into new things, to do things different. And yes, sometimes to be quiet and go introspective first, but then we are being called to step into these bigger spaces that, you know, I mean, you going to Jordan, you know, I mean, it's just such a perfect example of that, right? It's like, what's happening in the world? What's creating in the universe? What's creating this pull? And why do you think it's so important right now?
Well, I feel like we're all here for a reason. I don't know exactly what the reason is. I used to think I knew, but I think it's really important for all of us to honor who we are and honor our gifts and honor what we came to share, whether it's a big shift or it's something in our everyday lives that we can really manage. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to be so massive. Every day we can take these moments and really connect in with ourselves. And when we're fully present in our own bodies, and when we're fully present to the flow that wants to move through us, we are simply a kinder person. We're a more gentle person to ourselves first. And then we emit that outward.
Right.
And for me, you know, that's the important thing.
Right.
I'm more interested these days as I evolve and grow and learn. I'm more interested these days in being a good human. I've done a lot of things, you know, I've worked with shamans and I've worked with the master yogis and I've worked, you know, done a lot of different things. And I'm just simplifying these days. Like if I could just be a good person, maybe my funny or awkward conversation with the Uber driver will change something in his world.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ripple effect is real. So I'm really counting on this ripple effect. I'm really counting on it.
Right. Right. And the, when you think about the legacy of you,
wow.
What does that feel like, look like, And it can be large, it can be small, it can be, I mean, it's like, what's the impact that you feel yourself, the ripple effect creating in the world?
I'm at a loss for words because I just don't know. Mm-hmm. And I think what I'm more interested in these days is I want to feel really good. And I continue to bring it back into myself because I'm not sure what the impact that I have on other people. I mean, I have no clue. I know that I get a lot of beautiful feedback. I also get some feedback that's not as beautiful sometimes. You know, it happens. I'm quick to apologize these days, which is something different for me. And when I know I've done something that doesn't feel good, and that's part of it. I think for me, being in alignment with my soul is really the most important thing that I want to model. I'm really looking at like, how can I be the best human so that then let's just let the energy move. Right. I don't have to think about what's going to be my legacy or I want to leave this thing behind. I of course want to leave the earth better than I found it. Mm-hmm. It's a Native American teaching that I really believe in. Mm-hmm. Always leave a place better than you found it. And, mm-hmm. I'm working towards that. My heart right now, my devotion is for the animals, for the movement towards a plant-based diet. So I'm doing all that I can to support that shift of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And who knows? Let's see. People, it's okay for me if I leave behind and no one ever remembers me. That's fine. Mm. I don't have this grand desire to be remembered for anything. I just want to be present and as good as I can be right now so that I feel good about who I am.
Oh, and I know for a fact you're leaving gentle footsteps. You're making impact on the people that you touch with your stories, with your the wisdom that flows through you. So I'm just going to hand card to you, my friend.
Thank you, sister. Yeah. I receive that.
Yeah, yeah. And what's next for you? I mean, what's unfolding next for you?
Well, I'm really excited. Like I said, I'm going to Beirut and less than 2 weeks. So I'm participating in that. We'll be doing the Camino again in May, which is wonderful. And, you know, Jordan is I have spent more than half a year for the last 4 years here. So I'm coming back. Everything else is ambiguous, except I have a family reunion that my mom would be ever so disappointed that I didn't make in July. So that is for sure.
For mom.
That's on my radar. But you know, I'm so newly not interested in planning too much.
Yeah.
So it's a loose plan. I've got kind of a loose agenda for the next few months. I can't even buy my ticket in July because it's in July. That just, I don't know where I'm going to be before mm-hmm. I go to the family reunion. So I'm just focusing on the very next step, which is mm-hmm. getting to Beirut.
That's awesome.
All I can do.
Awesome.
I don't know.
That's totally awesome.
It's just manageable. It's just realistic.
Yeah. You know? So where can people follow along on your journeys or learn more about you?
I would love to. They can find me on Facebook or Instagram under Honeybee Henderson. And I write prolifically from time to time, and sometimes I don't write at all. So some of the stories are really fun and insightful, and some are really deep and meaningful, and others are just wacky. You know, my real dream is to get everybody doing hip circles every single day.
I love your videos of hip circles.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's my dream. That's okay. That's the legacy. Let's get everybody doing hip circles.
There you go. Because you think about how much that loosens up everyone and what everything that we hold into our hips every day.
It's deep.
We'll have to connect people to a hip circle video.
Yeah,
on the page.
That'll be fun. I'll I'll send you some. They're super fun. I go around and I'm entertaining myself. I get bored and I meet these strangers. And the funniest one, just a quick story, was at the border between Israel and Jordan coming back over. And it was Friday. They were closed for Shabbat. And I was the last person. And me and the two Jordanian guards, I'm like, have you ever practiced yoga? They said, no. I'm like, let's practice. I'm going to put a film on. I got those two Jordanian guards to do hip circles with me with no Arabic and no English and just laughter.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that is awesome. That's pure, awesome.
Pure entertainment.
Yes. So as you guys listen to this interview, you're going to have to post your hip circle videos into the comments of this interview.
Hip circle revolution, baby.
Yeah, totally. That's awesome. And there's the fun side of you. I mean, it's like, that's the, you know, that bright,
so wild
side of you, right? And that's what, you know, we're all drawn. And that's why we're drawn to you.
That's fun.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Okay. So the final question I always ask is, what three pearls of wisdom would you like to share with our audience today? I know you've given us a ton already, but what are three pearls to wrap this up?
Okay. Three pearls. I don't know if these are my best pearls or just three of the many pearls, but in this moment, I would want to invite everyone to slow down. And within that is saying no more often, allowing more time for yourself. This leads into number two, which is getting to know intimately your intuition and the sound of your soul.
Ooh, I like that.
I do too. I've never said it like that.
I like what you do.
I always say whispers, but no, I'm going to listen to that again. Yeah, it's good. Because it definitely has a flavor that's different than all the other voices in your head. And it takes time and practice back and forth between the two, the soul and the human, to get to know each other. And I feel like slowing down allows you to really get to know the intuition and listen. And number three, I have, whatever you do, trust yourself. So if you are a yes, go full on that yes. And you don't need to worry about the details and how it has to happen. And if you're a yes, just move in that direction one step at a time. And if you're a no, it's simply a no. It's not in alignment. And it doesn't mean that it's bad or that it's wrong for you. It just simply may not be the right time.
Right.
So those are my three off the cusp.
Thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure. It's what you're doing in the world is it seems so bright and so embodied, right? It's like it's so embodied what you're doing in the world, and the light that you're bringing into the world feels just blessed. So thank you so much,
Esther. Thank you for having me. And I feel the same about you and all the work that you're doing. And so I'm honored and thrilled to be here with you today. And I look forward to seeing how we expand and shine.
Absolutely.
All of us.
Absolutely.
Let's go for it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, you have a wonderful, I know it's the middle of the night there. So thank you for doing this with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And you have a wonderful trip into Beirut. And
thank you. We certainly will.
We'll talk soon.
Great.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, everyone.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to visit me at CammieGellner.com to find out how you can make heartfelt connections to mindful strategies to ignite an abundant flow of cash and clients into your business. I'd love to hear from you on any of my social media channels. I'm on both Facebook and Twitter. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.